Local legends on Dave Max Drive.
Cork's Red FM.
Gemma Hayes, how do you feel as a Tipperary lass to be considered a local legend in Cork these days?
Crikey, is that not, like, is that not sinful?
How does that mantle sit on your shoulders?
It's a bit of a burden.
Bit of a burden. Well, I believe you're a Baltimore resident these days. What a beautiful part of the world to live in.
Oh my God, it's just, you know what, to raise two kids there, to write music, to be inspired, I mean, it ticks all the boxes.
Oh, so now hang on, now I'm imagining a cottage on a cliffside and you're looking out to sea and the fire's burning in the background and someone's making you nice, is it as romantic as that?
Well, I mean, pretty much. I mean, there's mood swings and, you know, sort of like plates being thrown across the kitchen.
And then there's wild winter storms banging against the windows and it's not maybe so nice then. Tell me this, are you as captivated by the story of the pirates in Baltimore as I was when I discovered them?
Oh my, well, do you know what? The first time I heard it, I couldn't believe that this isn't known all over the world and there hasn't been a million movies made about it.
Agreed.
It is so shocking. What happened, and very few people know about it.
Are you familiar with the owners of the Dún na Shéid, the castle in Baltimore?
Yes, I am. In fact, I'm going to be doing a gig there, hopefully in the summer.
Cool. What?
Yeah.
I can't remember her name, but I've been in touch with her because she wrote a little booklet all about the sacking of Baltimore.
Yeah. Oh, and, what is her name?
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter because I've been trying to get on to record up a Cork History Matters podcast. It's literally like when I started that up, that getting that story, you know, down as a spoken conversation with the person who wrote that book, that's just such a fascinating story. And I still haven't done it. I'm going to have to go down. If you're listening, I'm coming down to get the story.
You have to come down. Listen, you always, in fact, you don't need a reason to come down to Baltimore. But if you do need a reason, that's a reason.
I'll swing by the Algiers Inn. People have probably been down to Baltimore for years and never known why, like, the pubs are called, like, the Algiers Inn and this, that, and the other. Because that's where they were taken to. The entire planted village of Baltimore in the 1600s, the mid-1600s, were taken away by pirates from North Africa and sold in the slave markets. And none of them ever came back.
None of them ever came back. And now when you go to Algeria, because they were Algerian pirates, they are now descendants.
Known, and they know, and do they know it?
Yes.
Oh.
Well, they know because of their skin color, their hair.
Wow.
So they can.
But not specifically from the Baltimore ones, because presumably there was raiding by pirates going on all over Europe, and people were being taken from all over the gaff.
Yes, but it was the first one on England and Ireland. The first one from England and
it's
Ireland.
It's still just mad to think of an actual pirate ship docking up behind. So if people know the Beacon, it was round the corner. If you're looking out over Shirkin and you're at the Beacon, it was in around to the left where they docked the ship, or they were in that way, and then they rowed around onto the darkness of night and crept into the village and sacked it and stole away a load of people, like 100 people or something. It's mad. Gemma, you're playing in St. John's in Monkstown on Saturday night. That's why we rang.
Yes, I am. I can't. You know what? My son was baptized in that church.
Cool.
So it's gorgeous. I never imagined I'd be playing a show, you know, in that church. So it's kind of weird in a cool way.
The freezer room sessions, and I have Graham was on to me earlier now today. Where did I send it? Oh, here it is. Naimi Coleman's support, very good too, she says. And then Gemma Hayes headlining. It's the second of what will be a series of shows in St. John's in Monkstown, which then on Sunday morning reverts to being a proper church again.
Isn't that mad?
Yeah.
So I like obviously I'm, you know, I'd be respectful and there'd be no potty mouth from me at all. Not that there ever is, but I'll be very, very good.
So what I'm interpreting from what you've already told me is your kids are Cork, Gemma.
Well, so my kids, right, were born in London, but my husband was really cheeky and very clever. So he dug up a bit of Cork soil and put it in a Tupperware box.
And is he from down west, is he?
He's from Cork, he's from Monkstown.
Nice one, yeah.
And
oh, there you go.
As soon as my son was born, he opened up a Tupperware box and put my little son's foot on Cork soil.
Oh, what a class.
I claimed him as a Cork boy.
I was going to say, in Munster Championship now, what colours are they wearing? Well, I tell you what, whichever county's kind of, whatever, whoever's got the gust of wind behind them, they can choose.
Exactly. They can flip between Tipperary and Cork.
That's it.
And they won't be disloyal.
I'm familiar with your home village due to Mr. Ronald Reagan, who visited there many years ago. Well, before you were born. No, maybe not. Do you have memories of the American president visiting Ballyporeen?
So I do indeed, because I danced a jig and a reel for Ronald Reagan.
Wow.
I was 6 years old.
Class.
And I was picked and two other girls, and we got up, and I couldn't understand the big fuss about this old fella that was sitting in the front row and all the cameras. It just seemed to me, you know, a lot of fuss over nothing. And and I did my dance and went off and had a nice pop.
That's class. There's not many can say they've danced for a former US president, but you can. No. Gemma Hayes, there's one for anyone that meets you in Monkstown now Saturday night to go, I believe I have a little factoid about you, and be like, I know where you heard that. Gemma, that's it was really just a chat to catch up, see how you're getting on, tell everybody your kids are Cork, and actually there's not even many tickets left for the gig, so St. John's Monkstown can be found online if you fancy being in the company of Gemma for some fantastic music on Saturday night. I would get there fast.
My dirty joy, my lay down back. My will to live is under attack. I have the days when it comes easy. My blue-eyed boy got show and tell. I need your laugh to make my well. No light is coming. Face to face, convince you that I'm not so strange, just happy sad.
For more Red FM podcasts, go to redfm.ie/podcasts.